I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome into Tomorrow for the weekend of August 24th, 2018. Delighted to have you with us. I am, as the guy just said, Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Did you have a happy birthday last week?
Sure.
Good.
I can remember some of it.
You can remember. Then that must have meant that it was a happy birthday. Yeah. In the control room, Erasmo and Beth. In New York, Horatio. Still heading up the research department from up yonder, New York City. Yes, indeed. And we're glad to have you with us. And you know what I just realized, too? August 24th is the anniversary for the big Hurricane Andrew that we went through many, many years ago here in South Florida.
24 years ago?
Wow.
26 years ago?
You were just a kid.
Sure. Yeah. I guess, 26 years ago this week.
Wow. And, of course, we always use the Friday dates going into every weekend because many of our affiliate radio stations around the country and in Canada air the show on Saturday, some on Sunday, some on both days. So the best way when you want to go back and check show notes or hear your call or just anyway listen to all 3 hours of the show, if for whatever reason our local affiliate nearby you isn't able to carry all 3 hours, we understand sometimes that happens. Then you can subscribe to our free podcast as well and always hear the show. Never miss a minute of Into Tomorrow. Tech news and commentary in our first segment. Then we jump to those aforementioned calls and remember other cool things, including wrapping up the end of our giant annual summer giveaway. And your eyes are all lit up because...
Because 2 weeks from today, we're going to be in Berlin.
Yeah, you sure?
Well, we'll actually be there before 2 weeks from today. But
yeah.
2 weeks from today, we'll start bringing you the coverage.
There you
from
go.
Berlin.
2 weeks from today will be IFA Part 1.
Yes.
From Berlin, Germany. We've been doing this broadcast from IFA since 2003. And I don't know if the math is 16 or 17 years. It's something like that.
Yeah, because when we first started doing this, there was every 2 years, so
right.
We did it, and then we were off for a year, and then it was every year. So
since then.
Yeah, so...
It could really be 15 times, but over 16 years.
But I have trouble remembering, a week ago. You can't ask me to remember something.
Yeah, but a week ago was your birthday, and that's why you can't remember that.
Well, it's because I'm old.
Yeah, you got some tech news?
I do. U.S. officials have long worried that weaponized drones could be used to hit soft targets like sporting events and political rallies, as allegedly happened in Venezuela earlier this month.
Yeah, but they didn't succeed.
Right. A Utah-based company, however, has a potential answer to killer drones. Backed by Boeing and other investors, the airspace security company Fortem Technologies is developing what they call a good drone called the Drone Hunter and has made sales to the U.S. Department of Defense, major airports, and sports stadiums.
The Drone Hunter.
Yes.
Okay.
The Drone Hunter, according to the CEO of the company, patrols the airspace, detects any unwanted objects in the airspace, enemy drones or other robotics, pursues them, and then safely captures them and tows them away to a safe location. The drone hunter locks onto its prey and then shoots out a net to capture it. The net, fired like a bullet at 80 miles per hour, can catch a target 25 feet away.
Wow.
So I guess this drone automatically, without help from a human, flies to within 25 feet of whatever other drone is not supposed to be there, captures it with its net, and then just tows it out of the dangerous area.
I hope it just doesn't think it's a slow bird. That would be weird. But I guess it has to do with electronics and sending out signals and all that. So, yeah. Apple reportedly being investigated by Japanese authorities for allegedly interfering in Yahoo Japan's online game development operations. While both companies declined to comment, Yahoo both cut its budget for its online gaming platform and stopped prominently advertising it as well, apparently because of this alleged Apple interference. We shall see. Tisk, tisk, Apple.
Yes. A woman has used the Tinder dating app to prank more than 100 men into showing up for a date that turned out to be a Hunger Games-style competition.
Oh, no. Jeez.
The New York Times reports that the woman identified as Natasha Aponte invited dozens of Tinder contacts to meet her in Manhattan's Union Square this past Sunday for what they thought was a one-on-one date. Instead, a woman who says she was Natasha told them they had to compete for a date with her. She disqualified the men who were 5'10" and under, and those named Jimmy, which was a name that she dislikes. She then asked the remaining contestants to perform push-ups and foot races.
Erasmo is laughing. He must like this particular tech news item. He thinks that's for. So they had to do what? Foot races
foot
and
races
what?
Races and push-ups. Yeah.
But if they were shorter than 5'10", they were disqualified.
And named Jimmy.
And named Jimmy. Oh, my gosh. That's bizarre, but it didn't seem to be illegal or anything,
illegal,
just strange.
A reminder that if you're one of those that uses these online dating services, be careful.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So no Tinder for you, I guess.
Yeah, no.
Wow. Some VR or virtual reality features could be used as a form of vision correction. That, according to a team of researchers at Stanford, the team's developed a prototype that can automatically adjust based on what the user is looking at. Though they say the research is still in its very early stages, but very promising. So there's a good use of VR. We talk about virtual reality periodically, and those who don't need an airsick bag while using it usually say that it's been helpful or fun for gaming. But in this case, perhaps some VR and its features might be helpful for folks with vision impairments of various sorts, and we see what happens. And I hope they continue to pursue that, because it's a lot more than just gaming if you can handle it.
Mm-hmm. Some news from one of our less favorite cell phone carriers. As wildfires raged in California.
Well, wait, that leaves it. Wait, okay, Verizon, AT&T, which one do you mean? There's so many.
As wildfires raged in California this summer, one fire department's response was impeded by an unexpected problem: data throttling.
In documents
filed this week, Santa Clara County Fire Marshal Anthony Bowden explains how Verizon slowed device speeds during the crisis, hindering firefighters' response. Bowden writes that the fire department had purchased an unlimited plan from Verizon for a support unit's connection, but the company started throttling speeds, he says, to 1/200th or less after the unit hit 25 gigabytes of use. Bowden writes that the resulting throttling from Verizon had a significant impact on their ability to provide emergency services, as responders were unable to properly track and route firefighting resources. The company continued to slow data speeds even after being informed that it was actively impeding responders' ability to fight the blazes.
Wait, so Verizon was told that you're interfering with the firefighting capabilities here. This is life and death stuff, and you need to not throttle these phones or these devices, whatever, because it's for the firefighting apparatus and whatnot. And they continued to throttle them.
Right. They restored the speeds, but not until the fire department signed up for a new, more expensive plan.
Oh, my God. I would have just gone off Verizon in a heartbeat. It's like, you know what? Go ahead. Sue us if we're leaving too soon with a contract or something. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Yet they signed up for a new, more expensive plan, and that's how they solved it.
Yes.
Oh, what a great community leader Verizon is.
Yeah,
not.
I wouldn't say that I'm not against throttling. I can understand why they do it. It's a whole business. You know, I don't like it.
No,
but I understand
nobody
why they
does.
Do it. But you when you're impeding a firefighting operation, then make an exception or something.
And especially once you've been notified and they say, whatever. It's what we do. But, hey, but you can sign up for a more expensive plan. And they did that.
Yeah, you know, and being a government office, of course, you know, where do the funds come from? The taxpayers.
Of course. So it's the taxpayers out there that are paying for it. Oh, my gosh. If you're listening in, where is this?
Santa Clara County in California.
Santa Clara County. Then call and complain to Verizon. That's absurd. And if you're on Verizon, get off!
Uh-huh.
Quick, before there's another fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Sources say that Apple plans to unveil a low-cost laptop with Retina display and updated Mac Mini desktop this year. So they've been busy there in research and development at Apple. The new MacBook will have a 13-inch screen with smaller screen bezels and is aimed at consumers in education. So maybe we can ultimately get Caitlin and others off their PCs and go to a nice new MacBook for education.
Maybe it
might help, but I don't buy anything Apple, so it probably won't come from me.
Yeah. Facebook removed more pages this week as a result of four ongoing influence campaigns on the platform, taking down 652 fake accounts and pages that published political content. The campaigns, whose existence were first uncovered by the cybersecurity firm FireEye, have links to Russia and Iran, according to Facebook in a blog post. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said these were networks of accounts that were misleading people about who they were and what they were doing. We ban this kind of behavior because authenticity matters. I guess. He said people need to be able to trust the connections they make on Facebook. Now, in July, FireEye tipped Facebook off to the existence of a network of pages known as Liberty Front Press. The network included 70 accounts, 3 Facebook groups, and 76 Instagram accounts, which had 155,000 Facebook followers and 48,000 Instagram followers.
Jeez.
The network had undisclosed links to Iranian state media.
Interesting. Sheila in, am I saying Pontotoc? Is that how
she? Pontotoc.
Pontotoc. Okay. Pontotoc, Mississippi. Listening on Super Talk Mississippi 95.9 FM. Hello, Sheila. Welcome into tomorrow.
I was wondering what the best home antenna is for Air TV up to 100 miles radius. It's affordable.
Well, unless you live in L.A., probably none. And you live in Mississippi. Now, the reason we say that is that 100 miles is longer than TV signals will travel. Los Angeles stations actually use Mount Wilson as a TV tower and transmit from 6,000 feet up to try to spread the signal much farther. That may get those stations to break the 100-mile mark slightly, but for most places, about 65 miles is probably a pretty hard limit without a lot of obstructions.
Yeah. You know, now, as far as antennas go, a Power Yagi antenna will probably give you reasonably good reception. But unless you have powerful transmitters way up in the sky or you have a very, very, very tall mast for your own antenna, 100 miles will really be too much to ask for.
Yeah, just not realistic at all.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the antenna itself won't be too expensive. Think about $50 for a decent antenna, but 100 miles will still be a lost cause if there are obstacles in the way, and the curvature of the planet is one of those obstacles. Now, that's a pretty hard one to work around.
Yeah, you can't really work around. Remember, we talked about the LA stations that are all on the top of this mountain, and they're so high, they have a much better opportunity. And 100 miles still might be pushing it, but at least they can get out much farther than the typical 60 to 70 miles most TV station transmitters can do.
And I discovered a new website recently. We used to talk about AntennaWeb.org, which is, you know, run by the Consumer Technology Association.
But I
found another site by another a group that offers a lot of great information. You want to check out NoCable.org.
Oh, good.
And you can basically, similar thing, you can put in your address. It will tell you the stations that are in your area, which antennas would work best for you,
good,
which directions you want to put them in, and it's all free information.
And that's NoCable.org. NoCable.org. So, Sheila, try that as well. And, of course, if that doesn't help or you want more information, give us a call back and we'll try to assist. Stay tuned because a lot of our listeners, we love when listeners help other listeners, can also give you their input. Maybe some other folks around the Mississippi area can tell you what has worked well for them. But don't look at those kinds of distances. It is important, though, at a place like NoCable.org, if they'll tell you which direction to point an antenna to. And that's not always easy because depending on where you live, you know, we're fortunate here in South Florida, almost all of the TV stations are in one given area at like the Miami-Dade and Broward County line. So everybody can point their antenna that way and get most all the stations and cut those cable cords and stop paying the exorbitant fees and get rid of the satellite TV that's charging you unbelievable amounts and not delivering and all that sort of thing. But not everybody has that luck. You know, others have TV station antennas that are scattered all around their county.
Right. In fact, on the site, No Cable on their About Us, it says, you know, No Cable was started out of the frustration of a family getting fed up with their exorbitant cable TV prices.
Yeah, there you go.
And it was just a family that decided, let's put the site together with all this information that can help others.
Good.
Cord.
And it does. So we're happily able to promote them for the good information they provide. Again, nocable.org. See if that'll help you, Sheila, and others listening that are fortunately cutting that cable. As well you should. Cut it all the way into tomorrow.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO5 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO5.
Opening the information conduit for you all the way into tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Coming up in just a few minutes, Dave will be chatting with Jeff Parker. He's the CEO, also known as the Wi-Fi Guru, with Milo Wi-Fi. They offer practical advice, new products, and leading-edge technology dedicated to enhancing the Wi-Fi experience.
Yeah, if you've got Wi-Fi issues around your house or your small business, he's got a product that will help solve that problem. But he also gives some great tips, too. We're not just selling his product, or he's not just selling his product because we don't sell it. But you want to stay tuned for that coming up in a few minutes here on Into Tomorrow.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3, the ultimate external SSD for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast and ultra-portable storage. Learn more at OWCDigital.com.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You've got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History, 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 tech history.
Here's Chris.
Tech history. Tech history needs a new open. Because I know this one by heart. So maybe Erasmo will surprise us while we're in Berlin, because he'll be bored. What will he do for 10 days? Yeah. Work, yeah. Make a living, do what he does. But I'm just throwing it out there, you know, as a suggestion. Do you have any tech history?
Back
for
to
us?
Our show. This week in 1897, Thomas Edison patented his kinetoscope, which was shown in public for the first time a few months earlier.
Wow.
The kinetoscope was a personal movie projector of sorts and required the user to peer through a small window to see what was on the film. I wonder if that makes it the original Peep Show.
Nerd alert!
Yeah, I'm a nerd. In 1957 this week, the Ford Motor Company rolled out the first Edsel automobile. Nearly 111,000 of the cars were built before Ford pulled the plug due to a lack of sales.
Oh my.
The car was named Edsel for the company founder's son, Edsel Bryant Ford. In 2011 this week, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, Boeing's all-new composite airliner, received certification from the EASA and the FAA, allowing it to take to the skies.
All systems are functioning within normal parameters.
And this week in 1997, Netflix was launched as an internet DVD rental service. Now, with their own streaming service, as well as TV and film production and distribution services, and annual revenue in excess of $11 billion, we can see how much they've grown in 21 years.
Parental guidance is suggested.
I wish I had annual revenue in excess of $11 billion. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
And you'll get more info the first couple of weeks of September when we bring you Into Tomorrow from IFA in Berlin this year. Don't miss a minute of that.
Now, Into Tomorrow's favorite app of the week. What's your favorite app?
And we ask that because we know that everybody's got an app that you like to share with family and friends or mom or dad or kids or whatever. Just what is it that you use these days that you think, you know, I just can't live without this, or this is a really good app? share that with us, and we send you prizes when you share it, because it's really cool just to know. You know, the kind of thing you might meet somebody at work at the water cooler and say, oh, have you checked this out? This is awesome. I'll bet you've got a favorite app this week.
I do. If you've got a lot of photos on your phone that you're looking to print, some of us actually do still print out photos and put them on a wall or something.
You print out photos?
Yeah.
Wow.
KickSend allows you to send those photos on your mobile device directly to your local Target, CVS, Walgreens, or Duane Reade for one-hour processing.
Hmm.
Now, if you're not in such a hurry, you have the option to have them ship the printed photos to you or a family or friend at no extra charge. When I tried it, the prints were 29 cents each, although I think prices can depend on the store you pick them up at. You can also use the app to digitally share your photos with friends and relatives. KickSend is a free app for iOS and Android.
And I think Beth did a tech tip recently that included somebody that will print some of your photos from your phone and free shipping or something, or even free prints if you pay for shipping. And there's all sorts of things. So you don't want to miss Beth's tech tips either at intotomorrow.com and, of course, on our tech newsletter. But time for me to share one, too. Facebook Messenger. So even though we keep saying that we shouldn't be spending too much time on that anti-social media Facebook, you may want to consider this if you like messaging your friends. The trouble with most messaging platforms, of course, is that they require you to invite your friends to join, too. Well, not so with Facebook Messenger, because most of the living, well, and even the recently deceased, for that matter, population, already have a Facebook account. Facebook Messenger is loaded with all kinds of bells and whistles that you might actually use. Notably, a huge library of stickers, if you're into that, video, voice calling, SMS messaging, and even the option to send payments to friends. Send me a payment via Facebook Messenger, won't you? SMS messaging, I mentioned, too. It's also surprisingly privacy conscious, if you can believe that. You don't need an account to use the app. Entering a phone number is optional, and you can send secret messages that use end-to-end encryption. But if you've got a favorite app, we want to know about it. 800-899-INTO.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Letting you know what else you just can't live without, you're tuned into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. For 23 years now, we've been covering the latest in consumer electronics and technology, products and services, all sorts of gadgets and gizmos, whatever the case, available today and into tomorrow. Our next guest comes to us from a source for practical advice, new products, and leading-edge technology dedicated to enhancing the Wi-Fi experience. That caught our attention because we all have Wi-Fi concerns. He's known as the Wi-Fi guru. He's the CEO of Milo Wi-Fi, Jeff Parker. Jeff, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Dave.
It's a pleasure to have you. First of all, tell me a little bit about Milo Wi-Fi, and then let's get into some of the causes for Wi-Fi dead zones and things that I'm sure we've all experienced.
Well, thanks. Milo Wi-Fi was developed to help mostly homeowners, although some people use it in small businesses also, mm-hmm. who have a Wi-Fi router in their house, and it just doesn't cover everywhere that they'd like to use Wi-Fi. You know, with Wi-Fi being used by so many different devices today, whether it's the doorbell in your home where you get to see who's coming up your doorstep, or it's a smart TV, or maybe you went out and bought one of those smart plugs that you can control lamps and other items from, people want Wi-Fi to work everywhere, and sometimes not even just inside their house. They want to control pool pumps or listen to music by their pool or their deck. So what Mylo Wi-Fi is intended to do is to help consumers take the Wi-Fi and move it without degrading the speed that they get, without degrading the signal, and do it any place you want to use Wi-Fi. That's the purpose.
And I think, Jeff, you bring up a good point that a lot of folks don't stop to think that we're really, in many ways, I guess, taxing our Wi-Fi router because we are adding so many other devices. And whether it's something that we're doing with the TV, whether it's a smart TV or we're adding, you know, various additional items for over-the-top connections and streaming and whatnot, and even video doorbells and cameras and whatnot, if these are all on our Wi-Fi, of course, it's probably slowing it down. We hear from a lot of listeners that say they're regularly having to just reboot their Wi-Fi router, and that seems to help. But if you have to do that often, that's obviously not the cure.
No, that's exactly right. So you have to, you know, what do they say? Many hands make for light lifting. So think of it as you've got multiple Wi-Fi devices that are cooperating with each other. You install these in key locations in your home. They're all wireless, so you don't have to run wires or cables. You just plug them into a wall outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And they coordinate to give you the kind of Wi-Fi experience as if you're right next to your router, even though you may be way on the other side of your house or in your basement or your backyard.
I'm noticing on your site at MyloWiFi.com, you've got various devices, some for up to 1,250 feet, then up to 2,500, then even up to 3,750 feet. So if you've got a big house, good for you, but you probably need the ability to repeat with good quality, it seems, obviously, your Wi-Fi signal and get it out there. It's more than just throw up another router and hope for the best. Right.
No, that's exactly right. You know, maybe the simplest way to think about it, you know, there's millions of these boosters and repeaters that have been sold over the years. We've probably all seen them. They plug into a wall outlet. They've got two little antennas. Many of them aren't the most attractive looking thing, but they've been out for a while. And the challenge with those is, you know, Albert Einstein had a great saying, everything should be made as simple as possible, but no simpler.
Yeah,
and
true.
I think that's an oversimplification. And so lots of people who've tried those have said, you know, I spent not a lot of money, $29, $39, $49, and I put this thing in, and it kind of works, but it usually doesn't, and it really didn't achieve what I wanted. This Mylo is designed to be that, but elegant and working and not unreliable. So it's the bridge between having nothing and having something that really works.
And of course, you know, we've talked for many, many years on the air about how your Wi-Fi router has to get through walls. It's got to penetrate various parts of your house. And it's not unusual that, for example, maybe you have a two-story house and you have great signal on the floor that the router's at, but then that's it. Then it's dead zone anywhere else in the house. And those are the kinds of things that I guess people are struggling with on a regular basis.
Exactly. You know, the challenge with Wi-Fi for most people is the location that the Wi-Fi typically starts is next to the internet service provider's modem where they brought the internet into your house. And that's usually going to be on one side of the house. So that's fine where that's located. But then what do you do 50 feet and three walls away?
Yeah.
And that's the challenge people have.
Now, I'm also, every time I do an interview, I listen to my listeners in my head, which probably is spooky, but I'm hearing people thinking about, well, Dave, what about you always recommend switching frequencies? You know, maybe our neighbors are all on the same frequency, so it's not that difficult to just switch frequencies. Do you find, Jeff, that can help in some cases, but again, still limited in getting your signal around the house?
You know, it can help. It definitely is a partial solution, but think of it this way. If your home has Wi-Fi, let's say, coming in on the east side of the home, and you're trying to get a good Wi-Fi connection on the west side of the home. And again, maybe that's that 40 or 50 feet away and three or four walls. The signal from your neighbor next door is likely stronger from their Wi-Fi router than the one you're trying to listen to on your Wi-Fi router on the other side of the house. That's what generates the problem.
Very true.
So that's why when you distribute the Wi-Fi system like we described, you're no longer having a competition with a stronger signal. Your own Wi-Fi is the strongest signal, and that's ultimately what you really want to achieve.
Yeah, because you can't take slow for an answer. I like that.
Well, thank you.
So is the Milo system then basically considered a distributed Wi-Fi system? We hear that kind of bantered about every so often, and if so, it does provide these benefits that you've been talking about.
It is. It's a distributed Wi-Fi system, and if you think about it, that type of solution has been used now for years very successfully in commercial buildings. If you go to a commercial office or a hospital or some large building, they'll distribute these Wi-Fi nodes up in the ceiling usually, but the thing there is they're wired from Wi-Fi box to Wi-Fi box. And, you know, it's easy to do that in these dropped commercial ceilings. But you can walk around those buildings, never drop the Wi-Fi signal. It always works just the way it's supposed to. So think of that solution for your home, but you don't have to run the cables between the units. It's all wireless.
And that's good. And, of course, if you've got the luxury building a new home and you can pre-wire for stuff, hey, go for it. By all means, run the heck out of land cables that will always come in handy at some point. But most of us don't have that ability.
Precisely. That's exactly right.
So,
listen, most of our homes were built long before anybody thought about Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Give us an idea, Jeff, as to costs for the Milo units. Because you mentioned, as did I, that you've got several different kinds to cover larger homes or areas that are having more difficulty. How do we price that?
So it's a fully scalable system, meaning if you wanted to just try one unit and say, I'm going to wirelessly connect this one Milo unit to my existing Wi-Fi. Maybe you put it in the middle of your home where the Wi-Fi is still reasonable and it covers the rest of the home on the other half that's not getting covered. A Milo unit can be as little as $59.
Okay.
And, yeah.
And it's a one-time purchase. It's not a subscription or anything like that. You don't pay monthly.
No.
You buy the device.
Correct.
How difficult is it to connect it to my existing Wi-Fi if we have a Milo unit?
There's an app that we have with the product that you can use on any smartphone, whether it's an Apple or an Android-based phone. And I would say to set that up would take you a single unit less than 5 minutes, probably 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, and this is with the app, I'm assuming, so that you're just simply
Correct.
Telling it, here's my existing Wi-Fi, connect, talk to it, play nice together, and you're living hopefully happily ever after.
Exactly. It gives you a few tips, by the way. Where's the best location to put it? How can you determine that you're getting the maximum data speed? It has some pretty cool features to give you the visibility to know that you're getting the most out of the system you can get. And then if you say, okay, I've got my one unit, and maybe 2 months later you say, gee, now I'd like to extend it out to my pool. I wonder if I could connect the second unit up and go even further. It's fully scalable. So you can have up to 10 Milo units, and you can just string these things together wirelessly. It'll figure out the best route to take and the best frequencies to use. And it's also a cloud-based product, meaning that there's a connection up to the internet through the cloud where it automatically downloads updates, so we keep you up to date with the best possible software and firmware.
Great. And then what about security? Can folks, is it easier or more difficult at that point for neighbors to try to get into my Wi-Fi?
It uses the same security as the standard Wi-Fi standard uses, which is very good encryption. I wouldn't say it's any more secure or any less secure. I'd say it's about as secure as any good Wi-Fi router that you
okay.
buy today.
Good, and that's a perfectly good idea. We have listeners occasionally that say, well, you know, I've increased the speed from my internet provider, or I finally got fiber, and yet I still don't have the coverage around the house. Well, of course, speed isn't going to have anything to do with your coverage, but these units can handle, you said, any speeds that your existing Wi-Fi is dealing with, right?
That's true, yes. So if you think about wireless and you think about speed, unfortunately, even in the best, most expensive Wi-Fi devices today, over distance, the speed will decrease. So as an example, if I started out with 100 megabits per second at my internet connection, and I now am on the other end of my house, you know, maybe I'm down to 10 or 20 megabits. It just, the signal degrades, and that degrade in signal will unfortunately decrease your speed.
Sure.
With a system like this, actually, we will pick the speed back up. We won't be able to keep it up at 100, but I've seen plenty of our systems out there where if you had 100 megabits coming in, you could get to the other end of your home and still have 50 or 60 megabits, which is a gracious plenty to do. I mean, 4K video streaming is only 15 megabits.
MiloWiFi.com, MiloWiFi.com. We'll get you there, of course, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Jeff Parker, the CEO, also known as, and I know why now, the Wi-Fi guru from Milo Wi-Fi. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We'll get you back on again soon, and maybe we'll even snag one from you to test for a while and talk more about it on the air.
Dave, we would love to do that. Thanks for having us on.
It's a pleasure. MiloWiFi.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We'll continue bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device. To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range. All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. I'm Cameron Graveline and Chris Graveline in the studio and a Russ Mullen ratio in the control room. Now here's Dave.
Thank you, Cam. Welcome back into Tomorrow. I love when he welcomes us back because he's so good on the air. He wants my job and he's more than welcome to have it. I just take a break once in a while. But instead, no, here I still am and he's now in first grade. So he has school to go to.
Well, and there's something about child labor laws that says, you know, he can't take your job yet.
That's true. He can't. But he's good at reminding us.
Call in. Win stuff. Thank you.
That's what it takes. 800-899-INTO to join us on the program anytime, 24/7.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000. Again, that's text the word radio to 35,000.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Now, we usually end the hot summer giveaway every year with the start of our IFA broadcasts from Berlin. So here's the deal. If you call in any time between now through our IFA broadcasts, you'll still qualify when your call makes it on the air, because we still have a lot of great things, such as...
From Livall, we've got the BH51M connected bike helmet with Bluetooth audio and LED turn signals.
Oh, that's cool.
This is a $200 bike helmet.
Oh, you might want to get one of those. From EasyViz, Husky Wi-Fi outdoor bullet cameras, the Mini O Pink Wi-Fi indoor camera with two-way audio, and the Mini O Pet. It's a Wi-Fi indoor pet camera. All kinds of goodies from EasyViz.
From Hitcase, they sent a Pro, a Creo, and a Shield iPhone X case, each with a macro, wide, and super wide camera lens.
These are really pretty cool. It's a whole little package. It's a kit for all these phones. So you be sure and ask for that. No promises, no guarantees, but if you mention two or three of the items that you would prefer when you call in and we hear you, we'll do our best to get one of those to you. From Nuhera, IQ Buds Boost, their personalized and optimized customized earbud hearing experience worth $500.
From Octopus by Joy, they sent several of their smartwatches for kids. They call these the training wheels for good habits.
Oh, pretty cool. From Hillbee, their GoBee2. It's the first band with 100% automatic calorie intake tracking. They sent us a couple of them valued at $200 each.
From Catalyst, they sent impact protection cases for the iPhone X and waterproof cases for the iPhone X and Apple AirPods.
Oh, pretty cool. Dynatrap sent their DT600 Safe Silent Simple Mosquito Trap and their Flylight Indoor Pesticide-Free Bug Traps. Again, mention any of these items and we'll do our best to get them to you.
DE World has sent a case of their Grip All-in-One phone mounts for the car.
Easy for you to say. Yeah. You get the idea. We've got a plethora of cool prizes that are still some of which available to you. So don't wait any longer. We've done this throughout the summer, and fortunately, many of the companies sent several of their products, and smart listeners have been telling us what they'd prefer. Don't just read down the list, please. Tell us two or three items that would really be helpful to you so we can do our best to try to match you up with one of those. And that number to call anytime, 24/7, with any consumer tech question or digital dilemma,
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
And we'll meet you in the meantime at intotomorrow.com.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7. 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
While you're trying to find that perfect selfie angle, be sure to keep listening into tomorrow. In the control room, Erasmo and Beth, H working out of New York. These days, you normally hear me say Beth working out of Naples. Well, we've got her here in Miami. She had to cross the state. See what we won't do for our audience? We take care of you one way or the other. And I'm Dave Graveline.
And I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the audio streaming for all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at IntoTomorrow.com.
John in Raleigh, North Carolina, listens on News Radio 680 WPTF. Hello, John.
I have Windows 10 with the Start menu, and I have Microsoft Word 2007, and something started happening recently. Every time I open a Word document, I get an error message saying, cannot open because a dialog box is open. Click OK, then close the dialog box to continue. I appreciate it if you could tell me how to get rid of this message. Thank you.
Well, John, that typically happens when the template Word opens on startup contains a macro of some sort that automatically opens a dialog.
Yeah, now you can get rid of this problem usually by finding Word's startup folder. On Windows 10, it might be at, you know, users slash whatever your name is, slash app data, roaming, Microsoft, templates, and delete the template from there. Don't worry. We'll have all this information on our site at intotomorrow.com. Just go there, look for hour one of the show from August 24th. Now, there are other possible locations for the startup folder depending on your setup, but if you find it and then delete the template, the problem should disappear along with it.
Yeah, hopefully that helps you out, John. Let us know if our advice at intotomorrow.com com doesn't help, and we'll do our best to assist you otherwise. Do you get our free once a week Into Tomorrow tech newsletter? It's very easy. You sign up. It's just your email address. We don't share it with anyone at intotomorrow.com. And among other things, tech news, we've got some thoughts to make you smile. Who's on the show this week? Beth's tech tip every week.
High-tech homework help. Back to school means back to homework, and using your tech online can help. Many online sites provide help for students from elementary to college.
There you go. And we've got the fastest free nationwide Wi-Fi of 2018. Check it all out at intotomorrow.com.